With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Region of Queen's Mayor is apologizing after decorated rocks were removed from a local park. A post from the region appeared online late Tuesday evening, explaining the beloved rocks along with other decorations were cleared from Pine Grove Park. The post stated, quote, "While some consider these items an added feature of the park, others feel they detract from the pristine natural setting," end quote. And that's why municipal staff cleared them out that day. A Facebook group called Queens County Rocks is responsible for placing most of the painted rocks in Pine Grove. Jane Dunlop Stevenson, the woman behind the group, says she wasn't surprised the public reaction to the announcement was so swift.
I knew it meant a lot to them. I knew people wouldn't be happy, and they certainly did speak up in a hurry.
The post was flooded with comments explaining how important the painted rocks were to many people. Many highlighted how Pine Grove is attracting more families to explore the woods in order to discover the painted rocks. Mayor Darlene Norman says she never intended to upset so many people.
On the times that I've walked through Pine Grove, I've never seen painted rocks. I have seen plastic things on the forest floor beds. I've seen things nailed into trees, and I've seen artificial stuff hanging from branches.
Norman was concerned about the amount of artificial decorations taking away from people's enjoyment of the natural environment in the park, so she brought those concerns to region staff. Tuesday, she was informed staff had cleaned out the decorations, including the hand-painted rocks, during their sweep through Pine Grove.
I said, you know, that stuff's been removed. We should notify people so that it doesn't continue. So we did the Facebook post up late. I think it might have been 5 o'clock. And we sent a note, and then it began.
A torrent of support for the painted rocks began to fill the post.
I got home and I looked and I read, my stomach turned upside down, and I recognized people's names, and, you know, and I read their heartfelt messages about grandkids going and you can't get them out the door and how much fun they have. And it went on and on. And I thought, oh no, what have you done?
Norman reached out to Dunlop Stevenson to learn what the Queens County Rocks Group was doing in Pine Grove, how much enjoyment people were getting out of the rocks, and that Dunlop Stevenson felt she was operating with the blessing of the previous council. After a restless night of tossing and turning, Norman says she got up early and headed into the office to make it right.
I've heard council. You know, people are assuming this is another evil doing of the nasty Region of Queens. And I thought, it's not fair. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to staff. I just need to do this video, apologize to people I've hurt, and put my hand up and say, here's who started this.
The region posted a video Wednesday morning with the mayor issuing a public apology, explaining how the events unfolded and welcoming the painted rocks back into Pine Grove Park. Norman says going forward, the region would like to work with Dunlop Stevenson's group and others who have a stake in the park. The mayor would like to bring the talents of people throughout the community together to ensure everyone can enjoy Pine Grove. Dunlop Stevenson has accepted the mayor's apology and is eager to work with the Region of Queens to bring more events to the park.
It all is a positive thing in the end, because I think what people can learn from this is that little things that everybody enjoys, nobody ever talks about so much.
Norman says now that this has been resolved, she may get in on the fun.
I may even paint some rocks, because I love painting rocks, and just kind of put them in there. No name on them, just put them in there. On behalf of Liverpool Rocks.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.